Jerome Starr, Jerry Wisher, and William DeGrave died on July 14, 1999, when a construction crane fell over while lifting part of the roof at Miller Park. A Milwaukee jury awarded the families of the three men $94 million in punitive damages. The families have already received $27 million in a partial settlement. But an appellate court last fall blocked the punitive damage award. Today, the state Supreme Court ruled the families had shown the roof builder, Mitsubishi, acted with an intentional disregard for the three iron workers. The court suggested heavy pieces of metal should not have been lifted on such a windy day. Robert Habish is the lead attorney for the widows of the three men. He says the new ruling has broad significance.
I think it sends a message to companies who come into Wisconsin and perform work at our work sites that they had better be very careful and very diligent in how they treat worker safety.
But the state Supreme Court put off ruling whether the $94 million award is unconstitutionally excessive. Instead, the case is going back to the appellate level to resolve that and as many as eight other issues. Robert Habish says some of the issues fall under how Circuit Judge Dominic Amato handled the trial.
There was an issue of whether certain evidence was excluded that shouldn't have been, whether or not a defendant should have been dismissed or not. So we have to deal with that. We've argued that.
In a prepared statement, Mitsubishi attorney Ralph Weber highlights that the trial court did not allow the role of the crane itself to be brought up, including previous accidents with what the workers called Big Blue. Mitsubishi leased the crane from another company. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.